Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan White and with me are my cat Scape, who is going to be telling a story, and Mr. Patsy Kennedy, who is going to be listening to the story.
Oh, it's real nice of you to have me here because it's like an advertisement for my show. I do a show called Don't Believe It on the radio, and it's about stuff that's not true. Whereas this, it's going to be a story. I don't know if it's going to be a true story or not, but it's good to be on the show. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. As he said, my name is Scapy and I'm going to tell a story.
Yes. And this one is going to be a particularly interesting one because I read the story to Scapy yesterday. So hopefully he remembers it, but he might not.
Dad, I remember. I have a good memory. I mean, I can remember a lot of stuff. So this one is going to be very scary, by the way. I haven't been acting scary, but this one is going to be scary, okay? It's called The Feet by Mark Channing. Okay, so, like, once upon a time, I was talking to my uncle. My Uncle Harvey. A lot of people thought he was, like, a weirdo because he corrected stuff. But he was a weirdo, is the thing. But it doesn't matter. The point is, he corrected lots of weird stuff.
Oh, like moon landing stuff? You know, stuff from when they faked the moon landing, you mean?
Well, no, not that kind of, like weird stuff. Like spooky stuff. And what was double weird about him is that he was, like, afraid of the stuff that he corrected. He was, like, frightened of it. He thought it really did have, like, magic. Well, I will tell you the story.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. You know, you gotta just tell the story, you know? If you know the story, just tell it.
That's what I'm gonna do. So, like I said, I was talking to him, and I went to his house, and I was like, I heard you have lots of weird stuff. And he was like, oh, yeah, I got a lot of weird stuff. Do you want to see? And I was like, yeah, let's go see the weird stuff. He was like, okay. And so we went up to the first place where the weird stuff was, and he opens up the cabinet of weird stuff, and there's I don't know, things, like weird things, and so I don't remember what things, but there were some things. Anyway, then I reached down and I said, oh, what are these bears here? Ding, ding, ding. And he goes, hey, don't touch my stuff, don't touch it! Oh my god, you didn't touch these things right here, did you? And he was pointing, and they were, what they were was two little feet made out of, like, I don't know, wax or something, and they looked like they had been chopped off somebody, because, like, they were, you know, they were sculpted, right, wax or whatever, and they had, like, sculpted gory parts where it was chopped off, you know, like blood and stuff.
Oh, that doesn't sound too cool. That's pretty gross sounding.
Yeah, I mean, it was gross looking, too. So, okay, so I was like, no, I didn't touch the weird feet. Why? What's up with these weird feet? And he was like, all right, do you want to know this scary story? And I was like, yeah, all right, tell me the scary story.
I thought you were telling me a scary story.
No, I'm telling it to you, but he told this part to me.
Wait, no, I'm confused. Did he tell the whole thing to you, or did he just tell you this part now it's coming up? Like, I thought the whole thing... What kind of story was I hearing before if this is not a scary story? I thought this whole thing was supposed to be the scary story.
The whole thing together turns into one big scary story, but the part that we were just talking about is about the setup. All right, look, just listen, okay? This is a scary story he told me, okay? He goes, well, okay, here's what happened. Once upon a time, there was a scary guy with, like, lots of powers. He moved to this country from, like, India, where he had lots of evil powers in India. And he moved to this country, and he brought along, like, lots of women, because he had, like, a harem of women, okay? And, so he was evil, I guess, and he used black magic. And one of the girls in his harem was, like, a little dancing girl, and she used to have real bells on her feet, and she fell in love with another Englishman from England. Like, that's where we live, do you know?
No, we don't live in England. We live in America. This is America we live in.
Yeah, but the story takes place in England, okay? Because the character I am, me, in the story, is English guy.
Oh, but you're not an English guy, so I don't understand what that's about.
No, it's a story.
Yeah, but if it's a story about you, you're a cat and you're an American cat, so I don't see how there's an English guy involved.
Right, you just have to use your imagination, okay? Dad, you don't do a good job, Dad.
What? How is this my fault?
Because you don't brief people on the concept of story. This is going to be a fictional story.
I'm sorry. This is going to be a fictional story, Patsy.
All right. That's a different thing. Why didn't you tell me? If you would have told me that from the first place, I would have, been expecting that a cat can be an English guy.
All right. So back to the story my uncle was telling me. Okay. He's like, there's a guy in here, and he comes here, and the wife with the bows, and she fell in love with an English guy. And so the point is, he was really mad, and so he, not the English guy, the evil Indian. Okay. So he cuts off the girl's feet as punishment, torture. The feet that have real bows on them. So, long story short, I guess, whatever. Time passed and the guy died, I guess. It was a long time ago. But the house was haunted and cursed, and everybody was like, that's scary. And, somebody moved in right afterwards, and they all died one by one. Die. And then everybody was like, well, we're not going to live there because it's haunted and cursed. So the house was just empty for a really long time. Until I bought it. Just now. That's this house right here. Okay? And when I bought it, they were like, by the way, here's the thing. It's haunted. And so I was like, well, I'll stay there for a little while before I sign it, just to make sure I don't think it's really haunted, okay? Or that I'm not too scared or whatever. And they were like, okay, we tried to hire, a butler or a caretaker or whatever, but we could only get an Indian guy because... English guys won't go in it because they're too scared. And I was like, okay, whatever, says the uncle. I don't care, that's fine. So I'm on my way to the place, to the house, to spend the night in the house and meet the caretaker and all that. And an Indian mystical woman I saw somewhere, I don't remember, but I saw her, is like, hey, do you want a special magic doll that will protect you from curses? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? That sounds pretty good.
No, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't believe that. That's not the way things work.
Well, it's a story. First of all, it's not me. It's my uncle. Second of all, it's a story. And third of all, it's a magic thing.
No. See, because people try to sell you on that, but that's not the way it is. It's like a conspiracy. They always say everybody gets together and they're like, oh yeah, we're going to pretend magic is real, but then it's not real. It's all part of the government. The government knows this thing. They want to make everybody believe in magic because that way, they're more susceptible to the aliens' control.
What? No, there's no aliens in the story. This is a story that took place a long time ago in England, not even in America.
That's what you think, all right? But the fact is, England and America are all run by the same world government that's working with the aliens. It seems like they're separate countries, but that's just what they want you to think. You shouldn't believe it. Don't believe it is what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. They're in secret America, England, okay? And the alien artifact is going to help him, but the point is it's going to help him. So he's like, okay, I'll take it, okay?
All right.
So he takes the real doll. Here's what it is, though. It's a real doll made out of wax, shaped like a girl, okay? But it's small. So that its feet, maybe, perhaps, were around the same size as perhaps, say, I don't know, the feet that we're talking about in the cabinet, okay? You get me?
That's a weird coincidence.
No, well... Yeah, but, all right, let's keep going. So, my uncle was like, I took the thing, I put it in my pocket, I went to the house. When I rang the doorbell, the Indian guy was there, and he was really freaky looking. He was like, scary looking. And I was like, oh, that guy is scary looking. His eyes seemed dark and somehow dead to the world, or perhaps evil in some way. And so I was like, oh, this is spooky. And so inside I go, and I forgot to say, I think that when they talked about the ghost in the place, they would always say, it would sound like bells, maybe? Okay. So I'm here, and the guy was freaky a little bit, and I was like, that guy's freaky. And so I come in, and I'm like, okay, good night. So I'm going to spend the night. And, long story short, I would hear bells. Ring a ring a ring bells getting closer. And I was like, what is all this bells getting closer thing? And, I think something is coming and I don't understand. And, and I also forgot to tell you that after I got the doll, I'm sorry, I forgot all about this.
This is the problem with him having heard the story yesterday. He forgets how it goes.
Well, that's what they want you to think. But, he might just forget because they use the mind beam on him.
What?
They use the mind beam. They have a control beam that they shoot into your mind, all right, and it makes you lose time. It makes you black out, lose time, and so maybe you lost part of the story, but then it comes back later for some reason. I don't know. Maybe there was hypnosis. It comes back under post-hypnotic suggestion.
Well, I wasn't just hypnotized.
Well, as far as we know, but you never know.
Well, oh gosh. All right, here's the story. Anyway, but the part I forgot was, after I got the doll, I was reading about, spookiness, the history of this house, and I really was awake, I thought, but it looked like somebody's hand came out and grabbed the doll, and I was like, no, and I grabbed it first, and so I kept it, okay. And I really wanted to keep it, because when the girl gave it to me, she was like, it protects you, and anybody who has this can't be, killed by evil magic Indian stuff. So, anyway, I hear the bells, ding-ding-ding, coming closer, and I'm like, what is all that about? And at another point, I thought maybe I saw... it was dark, I think, and I had the doll in my pocket still, and I felt like something was grabbing at my pocket, and I reached up and grabbed it, and I couldn't see anything, but it felt just like somebody's cold, dead hand was grabbing around, and I'm like, what is this? But I managed to hold him off. And so, what I saw next was, I don't remember what it was. Oh, I do remember. So, I would hear the bells, and when I saw them, what it was the two chopped off feet. Not the Rita Wax ones we're talking about now, but the two chopped off feet of the dancing girl, running around with Rita bells on them. Okay? So, it was like ghost feet, is the point. So, that was kind of scary. And then there was the thing with the grabbing, and when they ran away, I was like, I better follow them, I guess. For some reason. And, so they ran into the room where the harem was, supposed to be. And inside, I found the caretaker guy, and he looked, really super evil. And I was like, that's weird, because he's supposed to be, a caretaker guy, not some kind of evil guy. But he, jumped up and kind of was coming at me, and I was like, I'm protected by this doll! This doll protects me! I'm protected! And so, I was holding up the doll. Had it in my hand. And he was like, but he jumped at me anyway, and he grabbed the doll, and he was trying to take the doll away from me. And I was like, no. And so I was purring, and he was purring, and I was purring, and the feet broke off the doll. That was what I was holding. The feet broke right off, and I fell over and, hit my head or something, because I was, unconscious. And when I woke up, there was, some Indian guy I never saw before going, oh, sir, wake up. And I was like, what? What? And he was like, oh, hey, dude, I'm the caretaker of this place, and I'm sorry I wasn't here yesterday. What happened? Because I was with my wife. She was sick in the hospital, so, the point is, obviously, that other guy was not really the guy. He was not the caretaker. Maybe he was the evil guy from the story. Anyway, okay? So, but my uncle says, I had the feet there, and this was them, and they looked severed feet now. And so I was like, oh gosh, these are the only thing that saved me. And so I have to keep them forever because, otherwise I'll get killed or something by those ghosts. And so he was like, that's the end of my story.
That's the end of the story? That's not even...
No, that was the end of his story. Okay, so now I go back to my story.
All right.
So I was like, that's really not a true story. That was a stupid story. And my uncle is superstitious and dumb. Right?
No, you should... I mean, you're right. That story is clearly not true, but you shouldn't be judging your uncle because he's superstitious, because some of those superstitions are based on actual stuff that the government is doing to us. They say knock on wood, and people go, knock on wood like that. But it's not really because of evil spirits or something, but it is because that's what they do. They put the bugs, the listening devices in the wood, and when you knock on it, it disrupts the field, and it triggers so they can't transmit the last thing you said. So you're like, meet me at midnight and we'll overthrow the government, knock on wood. And then they don't hear that last part because he gets knocked out of the memory of the bug in the wood.
What? No. This is not about that. Whatever you... No. Okay. Here's what happened. So I was like, that's a stupid story. He's wrong. It doesn't need his feet. Clearly. So I was like, all right, I'll teach him a lesson. What I'll do is I will steal these little feet. Okay? And then a couple days from now, I'll say, Uncle, I stole your feet and I'm sorry I lost them. But clearly you were just crazy because nothing happened to you since then. So I steal them, I put them in my pocket, and we're walking out, and I was like, so what happened to the guy that you thought was the caretaker anyway? He was like, he probably went to hell because he was an evil ghost of some sort. And I was like, okay, yeah, weird. And all of a sudden, we heard the sound of bells like running, like getting closer and closer and closer. And I was like, what? What? And I reached into my pocket to grab the Ritter Rack's feet, and they were gone. And my uncle goes, the feet! And then he died. The end.
All right, all right. No, that's a good story, and it is scary, although I think that your uncle missed the whole point, because it wasn't killer feet.
Well, I mean, it was, because that's what it was. It was about ghost feet.
No. Well, I think what is going on there is pretty obvious, actually. What it is the government likes to use killer monkeys, assassin monkeys, and they put bells on them so that, you know, so that they know where the assassin monkeys are. But since monkeys don't normally have bells on them, people don't hear the bells and go, oh, it's a monkey. You know, they don't look for a monkey. They're like looking for, you know, whatever, feet or dogs or something. And meanwhile, the monkeys are swinging around on the rafters, you know, up at the ceiling, and you're looking down at the ground thinking, where's it? Hey, where's this little dog that's ringing a bell or something? And the assassin monkey just like shoots a poison dart right at you. You don't even know. You never even find out, because you just look right past the monkey. You don't even expect to see a monkey. You don't see a monkey.
No, there's no monkeys in the story.
Well, like I said, because you're not looking for one. If you're looking for a monkey in that story, you find it. I found the monkey right away. I saw it because I knew it was there.
No, there's no monkey in this story. It's a story about feet. It's not about monkey.
All right. It's your show, so that's the way you want to be. But I don't believe it. And I don't think anybody else should believe it. Everybody at home, don't believe
it. Don't believe it. All right. Listen. Quiet down.
Hey.
The scary part of this show is, okay, ghost feet could kill you, and like Ritter Rack's feet might get stolen.
That's a very specific moral, Scape. I mean, that goes to this, but I don't know if that applies to anybody else's life.
It does if they have ghost feet and wax feet.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It only applies. Most people don't meet ghost feet, and if they do, they probably don't have wax feet. I mean, what are the odds?
Well, the odds are 100%.
What?
Because this is the only story I've heard with ghost feet, and the person also had wax feet.
So, okay, so 100% of... That's faulty logic, and...
Dad, it's not! Okay, here's a threat. Okay, I'll do a slightly different... Scary moral, okay?
Okay, good.
Your jerk nephew is gonna steal stuff from you and get you killed. That scary moral actually is really good because it applies to this one and also to the one from a year ago where the nephew killed the woman.
Well, that's true. No, it's not true. No, because this is the thing. They put this idea out there that nephews kill people, but nephews don't kill people. It's the monkeys, all right? It's the monkeys. You're looking at nephews when you should be looking up at the ceiling. Guess what? There's a monkey in the corner.
There's not a monkey in the corner!
Hey, you know what? You want to live not knowing about killer monkeys, you go right about it, because next time you don't look in the corner, there's going to be a monkey there and you might get killed. All right? So if that's the way you want to live your life, that's the way you can live your life. But I search for monkeys when I go into a room. All right? That's how I know there's none in here right now, because I looked when I came in. All right? And that's why I was safe right now.
If there wasn't any, then we were already safe before you yucked.
Well, whatever. You know, they could come in, but I keep on guard. So look, the point is, don't believe it. Don't believe it. This is nonsense.
You are mean, and it's my show.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll have to let Scapey win the argument here. So nephews are pretty dangerous, probably more than monkeys.
Don't believe it.
Well, we'll just let him believe it.
All right, but you at home, don't believe it.
That's it, okay? That's it. Scapey Stories will be back next week, and it's a scary show, okay? So there.